Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a history buff, or an outdoor enthusiast, you'll find what you're looking for. You can explore the grounds of America's first English settlement in Jamestown, or shop along the quaint streets of historic Williamsburg and Yorktown. You can dig into the forensics of the country's earliest settlers or experience a day in the life of one. Each day and each trip is uniquely yours. So plan your visit to Williamsburg today.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. A few years ago, Anastasia Marx del Salcedo was making lunch for her kids.
And so, like most moms, I do a lot of lunches. And when I do that, I usually try and find a balance between healthy and not so healthy.
On the not quite so healthy side, she might pack some cheesy crackers. And on the healthy side, she'd make her kids a sandwich. Or at least, she thought the sandwiches that she was making were healthy, until she looked closely at the ingredients.
I realized that I'd pulled the packaged deli meat out of my fridge, that the bread came from my bread box, and had been sitting there for a while, and had been sitting in the supermarket, and then it had been manufactured way back when.
And Anastasia got to thinking, it is kind of unnatural for food to last this long. Is this really a healthy lunch?
That's Tina Antolini, host of the podcast Gravy, helping us tell this story.
Anastasia looked at the packaged deli meat, the store-bought sliced bread, the processed cheese. As it happens, she's a journalist. She writes a lot about food, and so she started looking into it.
I went through all of those ingredients that you just listed, including the mustard and the mayonnaise.
And at least two of the items, the packaged deli meat and the supermarket bread, took her research ultimately to this obscure U.S. Army base, the Natick Soldier Systems Center.
This is very strange. What is the Army doing in food?
What the Army is doing in food is, of course, feeding the troops. And by strange extension, you and me.
Military organizations have actually been involved in food production ever since the earliest combat rations.
The first combat rations were probably eaten by the Sumerians. They did carry with them into battle barley cakes, beer, and green onions.
Back in the early days of organized warfare, if you were marching into battle and didn't know when you'd get home again, you needed to bring something that would keep.
All of these rations were based on traditional methods of preserving food, drying, salting, smoking, and pickling.
But the real innovation was coming up with a preserved protein. Ancient Egyptians went to war carrying dried fish with them.
And in the 11th and 12th centuries, the Mongols preserved their meat by storing it under their saddles.
And the salt from the horse would enter the meat, and the pressure of the rider's weight would push the meat down, and that would actually create this preserved meat. So that's kind of...
Salted by horse sweat and compressed by your butt on the saddle?
Correct.
Mongolian methods aside, for some 2,000 years, military food rations pretty much stayed the same. Flour, beans, a hunk of salted meat, and some hardtack, a kind of twice-baked biscuit.
Or, in the case of Napoleon's army, soldiers would just go plunder the countryside and eat whatever they found, which became a problem when soldiers went MIA trying to get food when there was a battle to fight.
And so, in 1795, the French government and the agriculture department decided they needed a new way to preserve food for the troops. They announced a contest, 12,000 francs to anyone who could come up with a new method.
A man named Nicolas Appert responded. He was, at the time, the celebrity chef. He cooked for kings and queens. And Appert found a way to cook and preserve food using glass and metal containers.
This is canning, and it revolutionized the world.
This was the first time that a military had taken on a big problem in food technology and solved it. And militaries would continue to innovate around food for soldiers and sailors. Fast forward to World War II in the United States.
During World War II, the country had to ramp up from feeding 400,000 1,000 soldiers to ultimately 11.6 million.
American troops had packs of meat and cheese and crackers, as well as canned goods, of course. But these rations didn't survive the rigors of war too well. And they really hadn't been sufficient to feed so many soldiers in so many different locations, in so many different climates and conditions.
The military had been unprepared to feed their soldiers during World War II.
The government said, well, you know what? We don't ever want to have to go through this again. It was just horrible to have to ramp up. So let's maintain ourselves in a state of preparedness.
And so preparedness became policy after World War II. To support that, they created a system of 700 federal laboratories, all devoted to developing military technologies.
And one of them is the Natick Soldier Systems Center outside of Boston.
So this looks pretty much like suburbia, with the exception of the intense electric fence.
Except for that barbed wire fence and the guard posted at the gate, the Natick Soldier Systems Center looks like a normal office park. But this office park is the epicenter of the modern military diet. It is the home of the Combat Feeding Directorate, which has been here since the 1950s.
First of all, can I have you introduce yourself to
Absolutely.
Me, Steve?
Absolutely. I'm Stephen Moody, the Director of Combat Feeding here at the Natick Soldier Research, Development, and Engineering Center.
Stephen showed me how military food technology has evolved over time. Cans, for instance, have since been replaced by flexible lined pouches, because cans are bulky and heavy.
And since the 1980s, troops have been eating their meals out of those pouches in what are called MREs, meals ready to eat.
The first MRE contained a lot of freeze-dried components, a freeze-dried meat patty that you would have to add water to and then heat it. And having eaten a few of those in my time as an active duty soldier, you had to get it just right. It was always either a little bit too soggy or a little bit crunchy at the end of the day.
Ever since World War II, the Combat Feeding Directorate has been tasked with overcoming certain challenges inherent in food. It spoils, it grows mold, it loses flavor.
And if you're trying to feed a vast number of people in climates ranging from the desert to the humid jungle over long periods of time, you have to figure out ways of making food that will avoid its natural tendency to go bad. So, the Combat Feeding Directorate has whole teams of microbiologists, engineers, and other scientists working to extend the lives of foods.
Food engineering, preservation, and stabilization, for instance, would be the ones that would try to figure out how to make that product shelf-stable for 2, 3, 5 years.
5 years.
Without refrigeration, exactly.
And then there's the little detail of taste, making this stuff actually palatable.
The modern MRE has come a long way from that chewy, freeze-dried meat patty.
Today's high-tech pouches come with another pouch that chemically heats the ration.
The U.S. military now offers 24 different entrees, from cheese tortellini to lemon pepper tuna to jambalaya.
On the jambalaya, for instance, trying to make sure that jambalaya would last for 3 years at 80 degrees in a pouch is a challenge. So we tweak the spices, we tweak the ingredients so that we can make sure that the flavor is optimal at the end of the shelf life as well as the beginning.
So that soldier on a mountain in Afghanistan can enjoy a flexible pouch of 3-year-old jambalaya.
I mean, that's the goal. But it's not always the reality when you open an MRE.
So it was just like this gelatinous barbecue beef that had this pungent smell to it.
Louisiana native Ben Armstrong spent 5 years in the Marine Corps. Don't even get him started on the jambalaya MRE. For a Louisianan...
Well, it's just sacrilege. I would never try it.
And so the military isn't just working on MREs. They're also trying to develop foods that look and taste more like, you know, what you'd eat at 3 a.m., you're like really, really hungry, and your judgment is somewhat impaired.
We actually took something like a Hot Pocket that you'd find in the freezer at the grocery store and made one that was shelf stable. And we did that by controlling the water activity and the pH of the different components within the product so that they wouldn't allow bacteria to grow.
They packaged it up with something called an oxygen scavenger. a little packet of iron filings that absorbs oxygen, keeping it away from the bread.
So mold wouldn't grow on the bread. And we designed hurdles to each step within the process that might allow spoilage, to the point where we now have a sandwich that will last for 3 years at room temperature.
And this leads us to the holy grail of military food science, an item that soldiers have been requesting since time immemorial: pizza.
Pizza that is shelf stable for 3 years.
This is our pilot plant.
Stephen took me inside a massive industrial kitchen full of giant kettles, mixers, ovens. I see a worker in a lab coat and hairnet standing over an enormous pot, stirring vigorously.
What's cooking?
Hi, I'm making some pizza sauce.
In another corner of the pilot plant, a different worker is slicing up a pizza topping that, at first, I thought I misheard.
Did you call this Osmoroni?
You call it Osmoroni.
Osmoroni.
Osmoroni, or osmotic pepperoni, looks like a roll of toilet paper made of meat. A thin sheet of beef rolled up with a layer of plastic to prevent it from sticking to itself. It's preserved using osmotic dehydration.
The technology basically involves running thin sheets of meat through a special water bath that removes water from the meat itself, preserving it. I tasted it.
I probably, if somebody had just served me that, I would not have even questioned what it was.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, it tastes like pepperoni. I would probably increase the amount of pepperoni flavor, but those are some of the things that we're working on.
The Army is aiming to have shelf-stable pizza in combat zones by 2017, and maybe soon after that in your local grocery store.
This is another part of the Combat Feeding Directorate, ever since its origins after World War II. When the military decided it needed to create a backup plan to feed troops in the event of a sudden war.
And so the U.S. government made it a requirement for these labs to share their findings with the commercial sector.
What we try to do when we come up with a new technology is make sure that it's not military specific, so that there are commercial applications for it. And that can only help us with economies of scale. If something is military unique and it's only produced for the U.S. military, the costs are going to be a lot higher than if it's produced for the commercial sector as well.
And it's not just costs. If there's ever a large demand for these combat rations, like in a time of war, it's good for the military if there are companies out there that already have the technology to make these kinds of products. And of course, if the private sector has these technologies, they'll use them. On us.
This means there's evidence of the Army's influence all over the grocery aisles.
For example, your children can thank the armed services for their favorite food. Mac and cheese.
Cheese powder in the mac and cheese, and then you would have it also in any cheesy snack foods that might be around.
Anastasia Marx de Salcedo took all of her research, starting with her children's lunch, and wrote a book called Combat Ready Kitchen: How the U.S. Military Shapes the Way You Eat. So at this point, she can walk into a grocery store and point out all the foods that have the military's fingerprints on them, which is exactly what she did with me.
We've got some TV dinners.
Turkey tetrazzini and meatloaf and gravy and turkey pot pie.
The TV dinner, the frozen entree, was developed by an Army contractor to feed bomber troops on overseas flights.
And this prompted the military to come up with what became the microwave. Yes, the microwave is a military innovation.
The military also developed freeze-drying technology, so instant coffee, teas, soups.
The Army also hit upon a game changer, what they call intermediate moisture foods.
Foods that are moist and also bacteria resistant.
You see this in energy bars, pillowy sliced bread, and packaged cookies.
One thing that cookie makers did is once they understood this scientifically, they started making the soft and chewy cookies. In the olden days, supermarket cookies would be crisp.
As we go through the grocery store, Anastasia stops and squeezes packages. She gets excited about a package of Thai basil and sweet chili stir-fry sauce.
Okay, the reason I feel it up is that to feel the packaging. This is a retort pouch, which was developed by the Natick Center.
Those flexible pouches are the same packaging from the MREs, but now it's for squeezy applesauce and yogurts, tuna, and sauce packets.
It could start to be a little bit haunting as you go grocery shopping. The military everywhere.
I started to feel like I was walking around looking at ghosts of combat rations. I think about it when I'm with my kids, because they do seem to prefer those foods.
It's not just Anastasia's kids. These food products are beloved and ubiquitous, from Cheetos to chewy granola bars. Military innovations have a tendency to get worked into our diets, and most people don't stop to question how a packaged cookie can remain soft for eternity.
And I think most consumers, we say, hey, it comes in a package, the company says it's okay, I'm not going to worry about it, and we go for that.
Anastasia says it's unclear how or if these food preservation techniques are affecting our health. There are a lot of ways that the military has changed the chemistry of different foods, and not all of them have been studied. But she's definitely hesitating before putting these types of foods in her kids' lunches.
The average civilian doesn't need food to stay preserved for years at a time. But it's showing up on our shelves thanks to the military, and we're buying it. This is what we're given. The shelf-stable and the mold-resistant, meticulously designed to simulate the fresh and the familiar. So if in a few years you happen to buy a shelf-stable pizza in your local supermarket, be prepared. That pepperoni might actually be Osmaroni. Ninety-9% Invisible was produced this week by Tina Antolini, with Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, Kurt Kohlstedt, and me, Roman Mars. Tina Antolini hosts the podcast Gravy, which is a production of the Southern Foodways Alliance. You can check it out at southernfoodways.org/gravy. You can find a link to Anastasia Marx de Salcedo's book, Combat Ready Kitchen, How the U.S. Military Shapes the Way You Eat, on our website. That's 99pi.org. 99% Invisible is a project of KALW in San Francisco and produced out of the offices of ArcSign, an architecture and interiors firm in beautiful downtown Oakland, California.
Whether you're a family vacation traveler, a business tripper, or a long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels features locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. That's what I like. I like to be within walking distance of all this stuff. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. With so many hotel brands, Choice Hotels allows you to prioritize what you need. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Arco believes in delightful design for every home. And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too. Everyone who's listened to this show for years knows how in the bag I am for Arco furniture. I love it. I have a ton of it in my home. But our sound engineer, Martin Gonzalez, just redid his whole living room with Arco. He sent me a picture, and it was almost comical how much Arco furniture he stuffed into his Brooklyn apartment. So I'm going to let him tell you what he thinks.
I'm sitting here enjoying my brand new Article living room set. I replaced my junky, free and Craigslisted furniture with a very nice set from the Senni collection. I got a sofa, love seat, and chair, all in matching volcanic gray. Were delivered right to my door. All I did was pop open the boxes and screw some legs on. I am so much more excited to have people over now that I'm not embarrassed at my furniture. I did, in fact, use this offer code that Rowan is about to tell you.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/99, and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's article.com/99 for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. 99% Invisible is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Get started with one of Squarespace's professional website templates with designs for every category and use case, then customize your look, update the content, add features to fit your unique needs. I made my website, RomanMars.com, so long ago, I built it with Squarespace tools tools. It was so simple. I followed a good template. I customized it a little bit, add some social media stuff, and people get in touch with me for that website. It's perfect for my needs. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So my wife and I wanted to take a couple of the kids to see Taylor Swift in concert. We signed in with pre-sale fan codes and logged in on separate devices, each going after a different venue. And then we got bounced out of different venues. And then she managed to get tickets in Minneapolis. So when you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/99. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
You can find this show and like the show on Facebook. All of us are on Twitter, Instagram, and Spotify. But to find out more about this story, including cool pictures and links, and listen to all the episodes of 99% Invisible, you must go to 99pi.org.
Radiotopia from PRX.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I love the charcoal mask! Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.